Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
Does everyone in Darwin, Minnesota use Comic Sans? No question.
Comic Sans and the metric system. How did this happen?
So we were talking about where I was going to be on the phone number list if you had fallen from your garage.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And Steve.
3 hours later, we didn't reply. Until
the incident.
I don't know how to describe the incident or what I'm looking at. It's a piece of black cloth, some letters in the left half of it.
Ariful sent us a pic. I mean, there's no other way to describe this.
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Ariful was back at it the other day. If you missed that last week, Ariful,
yeah, is a
man who's been messaging us on Facebook, trying to get us to give him money to promote our podcast. We're closing in on 6 months that he's been sending offers. His initial offer...
Badgering.
The initial offer, I think, was like $500.
Yeah.
We've gotten him down to 10 bucks.
By simply not replying for the most part. Yeah, I didn't... I quick glanced at the most recent collection of offers.
I think we do it.
And I couldn't even decipher it. Ariful's... English is not Ariful's first language.
No, which is, I mean,
it's fine, but it makes the messages, some of them, more difficult to decipher.
It's a little tough sometimes. Most of the time, you know, based on context, you can figure out what the message is, but I don't know if it's a Google Translate issue or if it's just English is a second language. He is excellent at the English language, mm-hmm. language, I would say. I always remember hearing from like language experts, they say that English is one of the most difficult languages to learn anyway, because there's so much nuance to it, and like there's four different meanings for one word or four different words for one
right
actual thought. And
you're always going to have also, and you know, it doesn't matter where you are. You will have somebody tell you that the word learnt is a real word. They'll send you like the screen grab of the, you know, learnt. Google dictionary. And it doesn't change the fact that it one shouldn't be a word. Two, you're dumber for using it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay? What is the other? Smelt?
Oh, my God. No. That one?
Because smelt can be a word when it comes to like, I think it's like something.
Smelt's a fish, right?
Oh, I think it is. But I think it also has something to do with like metal. Like if you're forming metal, you smelt it. But people use it as like, oh, yeah, I smelt that chocolate cake and it smelt good.
I have, this is baseless, but I'm going to throw out a wild accusation.
Whoa. That's strange for this podcast. Let's hear it.
I have no reason to believe this outside of my own preconceived notions. Uh-huh. But I would bet with almost certainty that our friend, listener of this podcast, Trevor from Dixon / Burns, definitely not Nashville, in his daily vernacular, uses learnt. And even now, just hearing it for the first time, definitely smelt.
Boom.
We'll wait for confirmation, Trevor.
Trevor's usually the first one to comment.
That's right.
When the post goes up every week.
That is
apologies,
right.
By the way, to the few people that would listen to this on Facebook on a weekly basis. It seems as though that just isn't a possibility anymore.
They changed the embedding on that, it's impossible to embed the player itself, so it's going to send you to either the direct Libsyn page or I just highly suggest you enter the 2000s.
Just download the podcast.
And download a podcast player.
Yeah.
Whether it be Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Or
it
the 1 million other devices that you can use. There's one person who gave me a stern talking to when I saw her recently. She said, I don't like it. It's not working. I don't want anything to do with this Libsyn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that person was your beautiful mother.
Yeah.
I don't even think I got a hello out of her when we bumped into you guys at the fair.
Nope.
The first thing she said, get out of here with this Libsyn crap.
Yeah, sending me to a website.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the problem becomes that is just playing on a website. So if you were to close your phone or go anywhere, it's going to stop playing. Yeah. So I don't know how many people use those avenues, whether it's the Facebook play or whatever. Please, you could even watch it on YouTube. I think it would play in the background at this point.
Yeah.
There's plenty of options. We made this thing the most easily accessible podcast on the planet.
I'll tell you what, I will let you handle teaching your mother how to pull up YouTube. Yeah.
Well, I taught her Apple Music. What is your moment? Now you're in a spot where your parents are both way far away, right? Like New Jersey and Florida.
Yep.
So your time directly with them one-on-one is minimal.
Yeah, a couple times a year maybe.
But do you get the emails or a phone call or a text message or something from either of them? Hey, Steven, can you help me with, you know, this cord on my TV?
No, it's usually when I'm with my dad. No, not at all.
So your dad is would you call him tech savvy?
No, I think his wife is pretty tech savvy.
Okay.
So she.
So he's got like a 30 something.
She figures it all out for him. My mom, on the other hand.
I said 4K.
My mom, on the other hand, I think if she can't figure it out, she's like, whatever, I don't need it. Just kind of gives up on it, except for when I'm home.
Okay.
Because if I walk into her house, usually, I mean, I'm there maybe once a year.
Yeah.
And I swear, I'm four steps in the door. I need you to take a look at something. Mm-hmm. And it's always something that I would have zero way of knowing how to fix something.
Off the top of your head, anyway.
It'll be when I open the refrigerator, it makes a sound that, you know, brrr, and I just look at her and I say, Mom, did I go to refrigerator repair school? I'm flattered that you would think that I have this vast knowledge of anything that has a plug on it.
Yeah.
But I don't have any idea how to fix your refrigerator.
Well, it's also New Jersey, which I don't know the laws over there. I can't pump my own gas. Who's to say that you can go unplug a refrigerator?
Oh, no. No, you can't do that. Can't do that anymore.
Only New Jersey licensed refrigerator repair people are able to fix.
A union job, obviously.
Obviously.
They're Teamsters.
No question. And so let me tell you, they're getting raises.
So you call for someone to come and replace the light bulb in your refrigerator because can't do that on your own.
Cannot.
You got six Teamsters that show up. One of them's driving a crane for some reason.
Yeah.
They have to shut down the whole street.
Yep.
You got a guy climbing the power pole with some hedge clippers to cut power.
Yeah, and then
it's going to be a 2-day job.
There's no question that you're losing some foliage from your front yard.
Yeah, obviously.
And odds are you're getting either a Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel song out of this ordeal.
Sure.
That's just how it goes in
New Jersey. Whether it's like the boombox that the one guy brings in on his shoulder, whose sole job it is to sit there.
Yes. I took a picture, actually. This is so funny that we mentioned that. And I am, in general, I don't I don't complain. You know me, Steve.
I'm sorry, what?
Over the years, I've moved past, like, the road crew stuff. I've learned to accept I don't understand what they're doing outside of it. Feels like that was dug up yesterday, and it's still dug up today, whatever. But I took a picture the other day. They had been doing some repaving on a road that I use typically multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Directly next to my house. Goes to my mother's, would go towards anywhere I need to go. In general, I'm using this road. Well, they had it torn up for 3 miles total, like in spaces.
Okay.
Well, last week, one day was the portion right by our house, right by a park we'd go to, to the point where I was driving around it, trying to get to where I need to go. No, yeah, that's not the
big deal. Finding the alternate route.
Yeah.
Temporary thing.
So at this, you know, general four-way intersection, I was headed, let's say, east. And the northbound direction was the one with construction, stop and go.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a person with a stop sign, person with a slow sign, and then they're coordinating. Yeah. My wife did that, by the way. That was a summer job of hers.
Everybody stop. Stop the entire discussion. We'll come back to this insane four-way intersection in just a moment.
My wife worked road crew.
Explain to me how, and this is very biased based on what we see road construction crews look like, correct?
Yeah, of
because
course.
I see Annette, who if she were to go put on, you know, 4 soaking wet outfits, would still blow away in a windstorm. Okay? So you're telling me she was out there.
She was, yeah.
In a yellow hat that no doubt didn't fit and was rolling all over. Standing at an intersection and going, I guess, waiting to hear on the walkie-talkie on her vest. You know, all right, red Ford truck is the last one through. She waits for the red Ford truck and goes, and switches from stop to slow.
Yeah. Stands there for 20 minutes and then, all right. Green Taurus.
How does she walk into a job like that? Was she on parole?
No, she was. It was when she was in college. It was just a summer job when she came home for the summers and did that with. Because she told me the story once about how like she would do the flagging or the signing or whatever it was for road construction. But then sometimes they'd get called out to like clean up roadkill off a 2-track.
She was like utility worker for MDOT?
Yeah. And they'd send her out there with like, you know, a pickaxe and a spade shovel.
For the dead raccoon just to make sure it's pickaxe to make sure it's dead?
No,
or
it'd be for like a deer and they say, yeah, you know, just chop it in half and throw it in the back of the truck.
My God.
What, you can't imagine my wife doing that?
I can't imagine. Quite honestly, 99% of the population being willing to do that.
Yeah.
So she was coming home making state money.
Yeah.
For the summer.
She had the best
flipping
part of,
flags.
Best part about it was, I mean, it paid decent, especially when you're a college student the summer. And it was 4-day work weeks. It worked Monday through Thursday.
And probably still got overtime if I know.
Probably. I know how that goes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was a teamster.
That is. Of your family and how long I've known you, which is about 13 and a half years, 12 and a half years now, that is far and away.
Is that the biggest surprise?
The most shocked I've ever been.
That my wife did road work?
I would have been less surprised if you told me that Evelyn got a job.
Yeah.
And this isn't to slight Annette. It's not like she ever looked at work and would say, you know, I look down on this.
No, it just doesn't fit. You know how people end up. Like, they fit their job types in a way.
Right. In my mind, she turned 12, was sent off to work at the music, whatever music factory. Right. Isn't that where they make music?
Yeah, the music factory.
Okay. And they find out that, no, she was instead coming home from college hungover to go work on a Monday at, you know, the intersection of Maple and Elm. Right. You know, and make sure kids don't cross on their bikes in front of the steamroller.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what she did.
Absolutely stunning.
I'm glad that I could.
Goodness.
Glad I could bring that to you.
I feel like I would have a million questions about that. I mean,
We can try and get her on the horn if you want.
One, I just feel she was busy when I was up there feeding one of your kids. The other one was there as well. Seemed pretty busy, but that may be down the line. We have to talk about working road crew. Or honestly, if anybody's done that, if you're a road construction employee for the state or whatever entity handles that wherever you live, I'd love to ask you questions about. Really? Are you laughing about how much money you're making as you go and switch the flag from stop to slow?
Okay.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it was like you're a shovel leaner, basically.
Yes. And so now we are. Okay. So here we are. We're now demeaning the road crews. Okay. I'm for it. That's fine. Honestly, the only people worth their salt on the road crews are the people in those gigantic trucks.
Yeah.
Either laying the asphalt, you know, or pavement.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed if you can make that kind of money.
Yeah.
For that kind of work.
Well, yeah. Listen, it is not easy to talk about how much overtime bucks you're going to bilk out of the state with four of your closest coworkers on the side of the freeway.
I think we might be able to get Annette on the phone.
And again, everybody stay tuned. We're going to get back to this hot intersection talk.
Thank God. All right.
I don't want to ramp everybody up like the ramp last week. So just so you know, it's not going to have the level of...
The massive payoff.
Yes, as the ramp discussion 1 week ago. So right, just to make sure everybody is aware.
Let's see if we can get my wife on.
There's no way it's going to work. We didn't practice.
Mm-mm. Hello?
Hey.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, beautiful. Kyle has lots of questions about when you worked on the road commission.
Yeah. We won't keep you. Okay. But one, how? Like, you were at this point, what? 19 years old? Coming home from college.
It was a college program, yeah.
Okay, so it was like, you know, they've got all of these, hey, the robotics program, or come help the swim team, and then you know, or hey, here we've got the orchestra, our band, and you blow past all of those booths, and you see, oh baby, road commission work, I'm headed there.
It was during the summer, and I think like the town that I grew up in had like some sort of city foundation or something for college kids to have a summer job. And for me, it was perfect because it was better. Like, I think my first year I worked at Target or something in an ice cream shop.
Like,
while
nice
at the road commission, I was working like 40 hours a week. It was consistent. It was more money than any of those other places. And it was great.
Didn't you?
But it was no like long term or like it wasn't an internship.
Sure. No. Just, yeah. It obviously was, like you said, just for the summer. I'm just curious. Like you said, you had the Target job, you had an ice cream shop. So was this purely, this was just money related? You're going to go hang out with, you know, Bert and the gang down in the local rural roads?
Yeah. And I mean, there were other college kids in the program. So it was like me and my friend Carrie that I was really good friends with. She worked there before I did. And then she was like, I don't know, I talked to her and she was like, yeah, I've got this great job working at the road commission in the summer and don't have to like worry about finding a job and all that kind of stuff. So then the following summer, I signed up for the same program as her. And there were kids from all the other, I don't know, little towns around, and we worked for the county road commission.
Didn't you tell me a story?
Along with the full-time people.
Didn't you tell me a story about how one time they sent you and Carrie out to, you had to like pick up a deer carcass or something,
I think Carrie might have been done by that point. But my good friend Casey, and she was the daughter of like the head foreman of the road commission.
Okay, so
and
the big
Casey
bucks.
And I just had a hoop, and I could not pick up a dead deer. Like I think I might have touched its leg or something, and I was like, oh no way. And I think Casey tried with all her might to do it by herself. But then, like, we were just like, no, can't do it. And then the full-timers would have to, like, come with their plow truck. I don't know what they did, but put it on a plow somehow and get rid of it.
Because in my mind, that you now, like, you went back, checked the box that, yep, picked up the deer, and it's been sitting there for 15 years since then, and nobody's cleaned it up.
Well, they decompose. It'd be a sack of bones by now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I mean, I think it'd be a nice thing if you drove back and maybe made sure that deer got laid to rest properly. So was this like a, was this, kind of like a hidden gamut you guys ran? Like, hey, everybody's going back to summer to work at their crappy jobs. We get to be outside, you know, tanning our arms and putting on those cool yellow hats. And we're getting paid the big bucks. And so it was a hidden gem.
You drive and they give a little.
Oh no. We're losing you.
Down a little bit. Uh-huh. It was the most fun I've had on a summer job ever.
This is not alarming. This is incredible that I'm just finding this out. So were you mostly doing.
If it was raining, you weren't allowed to work. And so you would sit in your truck and wait for the rain to stop and take a nap and do whatever.
Get paid, though, obviously, right?
Yeah.
State budgets never stop. What were you mostly when you were outside? Were you doing flags, or is there anything that we could go find now where you had to do actual work of consequence? Like, hey, go throw that bucket of Quikrete in that pothole or whatever.
Yeah. No, one summer, or maybe even just a part of a summer, I did flagging. And then two or three summers, I did patching roads. So we would fill our little dump truck with you know, asphalt patch stuff, and then go drive around, find a hole, take a shovel, put patch in it, run it over to flatten it out. Do that all day until you run out of patch. You go back to the shop, load up with more patch, and do it all over again.
Wow. Well, listen, you heard it here first, college kids. If you're looking for a gig, go seek out the road commission and get paid to take naps in the work truck.
Yes.
This is outside. I can't believe. And the fact that, I mean, the way you're describing it obviously lends some credence to it. But the fact that you're talking about it so reverentially in hindsight, like you enjoyed it. You'd go back to it. Like you missed that time in your life when the only thing you cared about or had to worry about was making sure you were going to wake up for the, you know, 6 a.m. flag call. At the local school intersection.
Well, flag, whatever, I don't know. But yes, it was all great.
I
had to wake up early in the morning. You had to get there really early. It was punching a time card, don't be late, all that kind of stuff. But as long as you're responsible enough to get to work and do some stuff while you're there, it was a cake job. And yes, you got to be outside and you got to work with some fun people and it was good.
Well, Steve, you heard it. If your wife wants to go back to work, she's going back to labor working for the Department of Transportation.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they're paving our entire town right now.
Yeah, it's so constant. It's constant.
So well, you want to pick up a part-time job, I'm in full support.
Yeah. 8 hours.
Kids are in school full time. See you later.
8 hours a day, 3 days a week, part time. You're just out there flipping from stop to slow. getting it every 30 seconds. Well, thank you, Annette. I'm shocked. I'm taken aback. Okay. It's just not the person I've known.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I think you probably would have surprised me less if you had told me that. Oh, yeah. Did I ever tell you that, you know, Annette used to be a mortician?
You know, what the worst part about all of that is that I don't think I had her track enabled to record.
Oh, good.
So you will hear our side of the conversation.
Good.
Not her side of the conversation.
I just, in my, and granted, obviously, I didn't know Annette during college, but in my head, she is there again at the intersection, you know, flipping flags.
Yeah.
Flag flipper. Number three in seniority.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Again, a large yellow hat, but because she's so small that it doesn't fit, even on the tightest setting. So it's rattling around her head. Gigantic black sunglasses that cover half her face. And as she flips from stop to slow on one of them, she leans over. And just vomits everywhere because she's a college kid who's probably out drinking halfway the night before.
Out all night. Out all night.
And, you know, then she, like, points to it and the paver just does a quick rollover.
So, no doubt, the roadways, the highways and byways of this county.
That's right.
Are formed with the foundation of her vomit.
Yeah. You want to know why there's so many potholes in West Michigan. It's because college girls' vomit has been rolled over with bags of Quikrete on all of our suburban roads.
Yeah. So in case you didn't just hear a 7 or 8 minute long interview with my wife. Mm-hmm. We did record it. Well, we did talk to her, but yeah. I don't think that it was enabled. I don't think the track was enabled to record.
We are so just crushing
there's a it. Chance. There's a chance that you didn't hear that. I'll give it a 3% chance that you actually did.
We had the master, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know how that all works.
All right. Though. Boy, we are crushing it lately.
I think you're right. I think the master's good.
We're moving on. This is of the most egregious mistakes we've had in the past, you know,
this is 4 just weeks, one of them.
This is another on the list. That's all there is to be said. So anyway, back to this hot intersection talk.
I don't think anything you say
no
can be as good as the A bit that we just had.
Right. Or again,
where we talked to my wife about moving dead deer carcasses out of the road.
No. About not moving dead deer carcasses
attempting
out of the
to
road.
To move dead deer carcasses out
That's
of the
like,
road.
Hey, go do this. Okay. Can't do it. Okay. We'll send somebody else over there. Remarkable chain of command. I love
right.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, why would they even bother? If it's bigger than a raccoon, don't call the girl squad.
Yeah, two 19-year-old girls, and they're, go move this annihilated buck. You know, it's still twitching. So they take this pickaxe to finish the job because it's suffering.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But anyway, this road under construction, I took it in the morning, and there was one poor soul handling the slow stop because of this, like half the road is entirely closed and they were doing.
So did they have to flip their sign to slow and then sprint 200 yards and turn that sign to
no,
stop?
But there was one guy handling it for all four.
Oh yeah.
So there's school started this week in the area. Yeah. Reed's doing great. Thanks for asking. They,
sure. He's learning a lot, you know,
what's this block? God, they're just so dumb. And the school bus wanted to turn left.
Uh-huh.
The guy's like just not even nonchalantly waving the school bus to go straight. School bus like, my school's there. This guy has no idea. He's very clearly overwhelmed. So now the bus is like 12 feet into the end. This is all in the morning of this. 12 feet into the intersection. Mm-hmm. The light turns the other way. So now I have to turn around this bus.
He's blocking, no doubt.
Well, this guy's talking to the school bus driver. No idea what happened. All I do know is that when I came back that way later that day,
school bus was still there. Still arguing.
Stuck in a foot of pavement. They had not one, not two, not three, four people manning the one area that has new asphalt.
So they learned their lesson.
I would say they learned and overcorrected their lesson, Steve.
Good.
When I think road crews and road work, that is what I think of.
Yeah.
Way too many people.
Too many people.
Doing what we observe.
Lots of shovel leaning.
As nothing.
Good.
Nothing.
But again, this is a new calmer Kyle.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
So you just sat there and said, whatever will be, will be.
I did take a picture because I was laughing at it. And Reed, what are you taking a picture of? You know, Reed in the back seat, and thank goodness the windows aren't open. Mm-hmm. Might as well have asked the fine folks shuffle leaning to wave for the photo.
Yeah.
But you're right. We saw you at the fair this week.
The
local, not county fair,
no,
city fair.
Town fair.
Town fair. And this thing, the way I described it, was like the residents of this yokel town. No offense. You live here.
No. None taken.
Spend 358 days a year locked in its borders. Because for those 7 days of the town village fair, it's the most bananas thing I've ever seen in this hyper-local area.
Wow. That's saying something. Okay, what? Because we went there that one night. Annette had been there earlier in the day with the kids. She took them to see the 4-H exhibits.
And got her hand stamped, no doubt, so she'd get back
got
in.
Her, of course.
Yeah.
Got the hand stamp. And then I got out of work. I came home. And then later in the afternoon, we all went back. And that's when we saw you guys. So we went back to go on the rides because the rides don't open until like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, really? I didn't know
so
that.
So we did the rides. We had some dinner there, you know, grabbed an elephant ear. Mm-hmm. Most overrated food in history, mm-hmm. I think, the elephant ear. Mm-hmm. And then we saw you, said hi, talked for a few minutes. I got verbally assaulted by your mother because the podcast something or other, and hit the road. And I don't remember seeing anything that was too crazy, too bizarre. So I'm looking forward to hearing what I missed.
Not crazy or bizarre as much as I've never seen that quantity of people mm-hmm. in this area so centralized.
Like converge on the same area.
I mean, this is a fairgrounds parking lot packed. Cross the street parking lot packed. They were sending people to schools a half a mile away and telling you to get on a bus.
Okay, they were shuttling.
To come to the local fair. This is no different than any fair anybody or carnival anybody's ever been to.
You got your carousel. You got your zipper.
Yep. A Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel. House of Mirrors.
Yep.
Which, boy, did I feel bad for saying, but I really enjoyed watching my daughter walk into a couple of panes of glass.
I had to go with Reed. And the one fine gentleman, Carney, who was there, just was not having it, that he was less than a quarter inch below what you were supposed to be without an adult.
Hey, rules are rules, man. Rules are rules.
So went through him with that with him. Oh, yeah. Face first, directly into a pane of glass. Right?
Was I wrong in expecting more from the House of Mirrors? Because you go through the House of Mirrors, you go up the stairs, then you go down a slide. That was it.
No, you're...
I thought that... It's been a couple of years since I went through a House of Mirrors. I guess I thought there was more to it than that. I don't know. I thought I'd get to the upstairs and there would be like laser tag or something.
Now, did you encounter... I'm assuming you went in this House of Mirrors, and I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask if you had a similar experience at the House of Mirrors when you walked up those spooky stairs.
Were they spooky?
Okay,
I was going
to
say.
Like eight mirrors and one set of stairs up to a slide. This was the whole, the start and the end.
Yeah, I didn't remember anything spooky about the...
When you got to the top, was there another fine person, Carney, sitting in a folding chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were the slide director.
And boy, did this lady take it seriously. Did you have a similar takeaway, or was this just me being maybe a bit too, not sensitive, but a bit too, like, relax?
Well, I remember, because it was one of those, like, twisty slides, so I was going to go down the slide with Evelyn, because she's still pretty small, and, you know, she said, no, one at a time, she can go, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Sorry, daughter. Boot in the back.
So I set her on the slide, and as she's saying, no.
Gave her a shove.
Gave her a little shove. She ended up somehow spinning around completely.
Oh, good.
And spitting out the end of the thing 180 degrees from how she started.
Okay, so she'll never go on a slide again.
It was a little... But the thing, from the top of it, you can't really see the bottom of it.
No.
So I... gave her a little shove. She went down the slide, and then Annette was down at the bottom, sitting on a bench waiting for us. And I see the look on Annette's face. She's like, oh no. Now, luckily she didn't fly off the end of the slide. She came to a stop, you know, with inches to spare.
So then you followed.
I followed.
All went smooth.
Yeah. Okay.
I still am showing my battle scar from the death slide.
Wow. That's quite a battle scar.
It was in a sling for a day. Because here was my encounter.
I can't imagine the blood loss that you must have experienced.
Here was my experience when we walked up the stairs. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of younger girls in front of Reed and I. Mm-hmm. And they have like a wall of mirrors as well that you can kind of stop. And
yeah.
Before we were even to the top of the stairs, I heard this Carney woman from the folding chair with her head down staring at her phone. Not too intensive of work, I assume. Mm-hmm. Just saying repeatedly, go, 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 go.
I did not experience that. So there might have been a shift change in between the time I was there and the time you were there. Higher spirits,
Carney, because I got down in the dumps. I can't believe I'm working a carnival, Carney. Okay.
Okay.
So Reed's stopping, looking at the mirrors, and these other two girls, one of the young girls is also a little nervous to go down this slide. And her big sister, it's only her turn, her big sister. And this woman is now getting semi-aggressive.
Agitated.
Go! And I'm like, oh my God.
And it's not like there's a massive line of people.
There's not. It's also, it's...
See, I'd expect you to be the one to be annoyed that people weren't going fast
enough. No, I don't care. I mean, listen, the longer we have to wait to finish...
The new and improved Calm Kyle. Mm-hmm.
The longer we have to wait in line for this stupid thing is the last time we have for other stupid things at this stupid fair. I'm anti-fair. That's where I'm at.
Boy, that's shocking.
This thing is among the cesspools of America, and it tours the dumbest villages known to man.
Wow.
To get the dumb villagers.
The villagers.
Sorry. The dumb townsfolk.
That's much better.
Away from their outhouses. And, you know, their 4x4s. To go pay to look at dumb animals that they probably have on their farm. But I digress. The two girls end up going down, and I'm already thinking, boy, I hope she doesn't say anything to me. Mm-hmm. I am in no place to be okay with folding chair Carney staring at her phone, lecturing me on my pace of play. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not golfing 18 at Augusta, Georgia.
Sure.
I'm about to go down a slide at the world's shittiest fair.
Okay. Seems like strong words about the fair. The fair seemed...
No offense, fair.
I was a big fan of the fair.
Oh, it's the world's biggest ripoff. And if you're willingly throwing your money at this every year and can't wait for it, you're a donkey. You might as well go into one of those barns. Okay? That's where you belong.
A donkey.
Go, you know, take a museum. I don't know, go play in a park for free. What a scam. So we step up towards the slide, and Reed, like, gets down on his legs, and he's excited because,
it's a slide.
Normal kid, he likes slides. Yeah. He turns around and looks at me, and I hear her say go, and I say, okay, that's the last one I'm going to accept.
Okay, so you have a 5-go...
Yeah.
Threshold.
Yeah. And to the point, and again, there's literally nobody up on this, you know, massive skyscraper platform that we just walked up the steps to. Mm-hmm. It's just us. And so I say, go. Okay. So then he goes down, and I'm not 8 anymore. So I lumber down to sit, you know, and I make sure he's at the, and I hear her say 4 feet away.
Go.
And I turn, and I look, and I say, I'm getting to it. What's the rush, lady?
There's the Kyle we know.
And I so caught her off guard. Oh, no, I was just saying, and I didn't even listen for the end.
You went,
whoosh. I launched myself down, gave myself an elbow disease. This is going to be like bursitis or something now.
MRSA. They're, you know that slide has diseases on it.
They are not wiping those down in between slides.
No.
And made it down.
Do you think maybe you were on the slide before we were? Because, again,
maybe.
I don't have the same experience as you.
Yeah. Awful.
She seemed rather, I won't say pleasant. She seemed fine. So yeah, maybe you gave her the kick in the pants that she needed to right her attitude.
Maybe. And again, I don't expect at this dump of an event.
Oh, come on now.
For anybody to be over the moon happy about what they're doing. You've very clearly ruined every other opportunity in life if you're there working.
The thing that surprises me the most, because a lot of times when you see the fair come to town, it'll be in a parking lot somewhere, you know, like the church parking lot or a big box store parking lot type thing. This town has a dedicated fairgrounds that, for the most part, the other 51 weeks of the year, It doesn't really get used much.
Not that I'm aware of. I know they do like...
There's like some...
Like antiquing or like thrift type stuff. Yeah, like that,
flea market type things. Yeah. And I've seen... I know that they've done like horse shows there.
Right.
But...
At the horse grounds?
At the horse grounds, yeah. But for the most part, it's empty. And it seems like such a waste.
Listen, there's a lot of that around this area mm-hmm. that is rampant. Waste of space and money and mm-hmm. time, and the fair is the biggest one of them. Again, if you're going to this thing happy,
you heard it.
You're
heard
a scumbag donkey who deserves to be scumbag. In one of those barns.
Scumbag donkey.
There is. We went on whatever, and we didn't know. We literally went that day because the heat the following 2 days was going to mm-hmm. be impossible
yeah.
to go.
Yeah, it was gross.
So we made an extra effort to go on a day we weren't going to, so it'd be mm-hmm. somewhat normal. And it happened to be whatever. All of these rides mm-hmm. are one ticket. Well, they have the ticket prices, yet the ticket prices don't matter that day because they don't do those prices for that day. It's all a total S show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Entire mess. So you buy all these tickets, then you're walking around, yet the attractions or the games don't take tickets. You know no. what they take to throw one ring around a fake-sized bottle
cash.
10 feet away? $5 cash.
Go oh, I didn't tell you. Yeah, I should tell you about the game in heavy air quotes.
Was it a really fun one, Steve?
That Evelyn played.
Will she be talking about it with all of her friends at preschool?
Well, she will because she loves to tell everyone what she won, air quotes, from the game that she played.
Can I guess what game is?
Yeah.
Is it the duck pond?
You're damn right it was the duck pond. And $5 would have been a bargain. The duck pond was $10.
No.
And then you...
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then you pick three ducks out of the pond. And based on what they say on the bottom of them, you know, they have like letters or numbers written on them, you get to pick your prize. So yeah, we are the proud owners of a $10 magic wand thing that blinks and glows.
Well, I will trade you our $10 dart gun that broke when it came out of the package, and Reed got so mad that it was broken out of the package, he threw it across the kitchen floor, or the $5 ninja sword that also just falls off when you open it from its like sheath or whatever.
Nice.
Again, scumbag donkey, if this is something you're going to multiple times here. I know people like the events. That's just not for me. When Reed is then of an age where he will like look forward to that, the grandstands, right? Mm-hmm. The Wreck'em Derby, they do, you know, smaller monster trucks and they mm-hmm. do dirt bikes and stuff. Yeah. To me, that would be more enjoyable than literally urinating on all of the cash to win a, you know, a dart popper that barely works.
What do you think it would cost mm-hmm. for us to sponsor an event at the fair?
I bet more than we would be comfortable with. And I'm only basing that on the fact sheet we received from the local roller derby
team, which that was eye-opening.
Shockingly large.
How about this? All right.
Yeah.
Steve and Kyle monster truck.
Done. We need to get...
We'll just jack the Comanche up a couple more feet.
Oh, you want to make that? I thought we would just pay to have our stuff on an already
made. No.
Okay.
No, we got to build our own.
I feel like this is always your kind of thing. To just make sure you've got another dumb idea in the hopper.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it's like, okay, the garage, you know, I said, boy, the end's kind of in sight. And what else do I got? Monster truck!
Build a monster truck.
But then make sure that garage doesn't have a large enough door for said monster truck. So that way you have to like tear down half of it.
Right. Well, I have to put a second garage door on top of the first garage door.
That's right. Or a second garage.
Yeah.
Just for the monster
truck. Right, yeah, monster truck garage.
We have run out of time for this week. We are on a hard out.
Yeah.
So next week, I'm going to get a somewhat brief update from you about the garage build and how it's going. Because I'd like to, before next month is out, I think it'd be nice to
take put a couple of
bag chairs out there and do an episode.
Yeah. It's totally possible.
Which, I mean, I'm assuming the roof is not fully done, so we'll have to make sure there's no heat, no rain. No any other elements, no wind, no animals. So we'll be recording it like a Tuesday at 7 a.m.
Right. In October.
But that'll be next week. We'll get to that. We meant to get to that this week.
We'll do the tour. I'll give you the tour maybe after we record.
Yeah. Yeah. You shook me to my core with that news about your wife. So we got a bit, sidetracked.
All right. So Monster Truck for the fair. We'll have to, we got 51 weeks to throw that together. Is that enough time to build a monster truck?
You're the one who watches the YouTube channel from that Larry. Or whatever his name, Lawrence.
LT?
It feels like maybe send him a message. You got him on speed dial?
Yeah, LT. Okay.
Maybe just don't, let's cold call him next week.
We need help.
And just say, LT, do you think we could build a monster truck in 51 weeks? And the first word out of his mouth, hang up after that.
Okay.
And we just need a yes or no.
All right, we can do that. At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Did you post the picture of the wacky intersection?
Got it right here, going up. It'll be up by the time you're listening to this, and you're not going to believe it.
Big reason to follow us on social media.
If you're not following us there now, you are missing out.
For a picture of an intersection. We'll talk to you next week.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.